Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. Hey, girlies. Welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast with your girl, Joshia. And girlies, before we get into today's episode, I just want to start by having like our girl talk corner. So let me tell y'all how my week went. This week, I have been challenged mentally and emotionally, and spiritually, whereas I feel as if God has me in a very different season that I have never been in before. And this season is not something that I am used to because God is putting me in a hybrid season. And when I say I'm in a hybrid season, it's where I have to shut down certain things, but then I also have to put in the work for something else. I'm also in a resting season as well, where God is telling me to slow down. And it's hard for me to rest. It's really, really hard for me to rest. And the reason that God wants me to rest is because he wants me to heal. And over these past couple of days, I have been tackling or facing head on some issues that I would have stored in the back of my mind and I wouldn't have really dealt with because I was always in a season of execution where I would have to put in the work. And in this season where God has me in, it has made me so uncomfortable that it made me very emotional sometimes because I realized that the things that I wanted to execute, very quickly I realized that those were not the things I am supposed to be doing. And he made me literally focus on one thing. And that's something that I'm going to reveal to you as time goes on. But with that being said, I want y'all to know that this podcast is going to go in seasons. And this podcast is going to go deeper. And I have bought some books that's going to really help strengthen me inside of this journey because I have gotten instruction from God. Basically, in my dream a few weeks ago when I did my 25-day fast, and one of the thing what he called me to do, girlies, let me tell y'all something. It's going to take me really getting myself at 100% in every area. And I think that's why he is bringing me back to those moments in my life that I kept going in execution mode but was not fully healing. And these two things what God called me to, I remember standing in the shower. And I said, God, you called me to these things and I'm not none of these things. You've called me to be these two things. And I said, Lord, it takes so much wisdom and spiritual discernment in order for me to execute these things. I say, Lord, what you called me to do these things for? And I am not fully healed. I feel so emotionally unstable right now. God, what have you called me to do? I cannot do it. And he bring me right back to that moment because, you know, I'm reading the Bible within 1 year. Again, and I'm going to continue doing this every year till the coming of Christ. I want to continue doing this, reading the Bible. Whether I think next year what I'm going to do is reading in the order of events rather than chronological order where I'm going from chapter to chapter, right? And book to book. And I said, God, he brought me back to that moment with Moses. And I was listening to a YouTube video last night. And in the YouTube video, it was talking about purpose and how it's very disobedient to God when he tells you to do something and you keep running away from it. So basically, I didn't want to take on what this is God told me to do because I just feel like it's going to make me have to leave what I know. This is the first time nothing that I'm used to is going to tactically work in order for me to get to this level mentally, spiritually, physically. And emotionally, it's going to require a different discipline. And one of the things God told Moses isn't, I'm the man. I'm God. I made you. Isn't I'm the one that made people with the voice? And I'm the one that created the tongue? And Moses said, but I think you should get somebody else to do it. And I felt like doubtful Moses in that shower yesterday. And I realized that it doesn't matter if you are qualified to do certain things, because God calls the unqualified. It's just that simple because it helps in the end give God the glory. So this week has been a very different week for me where I'm shutting down certain things and going full force in other things. And I feel very ready to take these things on, because in order for me to be what God told me that day in that dream, I have to really be disciplined and vigilant inside of this season. Now that I'm telling you what I'm going through, because I know, girlies, y'all be thinking that I have everything together. I don't. I don't have everything together. But right now in my Moses season, where I ask him, God, really, you should get somebody else to do it. I realized that something beautiful happened when I completed the book of Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus. And in this season, where I'm also in a hybrid season, that season where you're not fully out there, but you're still out there doing certain work. One of the things that I remember stuck out to me when I was reading the Bible, and it said when Moses came down from the mountain with God, his face shone that he didn't even know. He didn't even realize that he was shining. That all of the Israelites were scared to come near him because they was looking at them like, who is this man? So the countenance of Moses' face shone so brightly that you know that he was in the presence of God, and it caused everybody to be scared. And I realized that in this season that I'm going to be unqualified right now. But when God is finished with me and this platform and what he has called me to do for the women of this generation and even women before me and after me, he has called me that I am going to have a transformation that many would not recognize who I am once God is finished with me. And I'm going to trust him to that. And I'm going to hold God to that, because God said, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for you to prosper and to not bring you any harm. So I'm going to hold God to that promise. Now let's get into today's episode. So girlies, I'm going to give you signs that you are done with that man in your life. Now, as you know, girlies, all of us are on this quest to find a husband. And you know what? As I mess up and as I gain wisdom, I'm going to teach you my wisdom as well. I'm going to introduce you to the things that I am being introduced to, or I'm going to introduce you to things that I already knew, but I didn't have time to speak on it in the last season. Now, many women, I think, they're going through a phase, and this is the shift. Remember a few episodes ago, I can't remember the exact one, I said a shift is going to happen where we are going to be separated. And when I say separated, there are going to be women that catch on to what really going on in this world. And then there are going to be women that ain't going to catch on, right? And I feel as if any woman that follows this platform and my TikTok are the ones that realize the shift. I noticed the shift even in social media, that influencers that I followed, they for some strange reason, me and them end up on the same fast. Me and them have the same calling where God's saying, I need you to change the content. And this is the message that you're going to deliver. And it's so strange that these followers, all of us are in different parts of the world, but we all got the call from God at the same time. And this is such a beautiful thing, because this is when you know that a season is coming to an end. And many of you are with men that season already come to an end. You have already been called and signaled to say that season has come to an end. And let me tell you something, girlies. You know when your season has come to an end with a man. And this is something that I want to tell you. Many of you are prolonging the season that you are currently in and not entering the season to position you to find your husband, because you don't want to close that season with the man that you know it's already done. You already not know it's done. I knew when I came to seasons with my exes, and the thing about it is, I used to always think when it was in that moment when I walk away from a man, I always felt very low about myself, because I was like, damn, this didn't even work out. He looks like he doesn't even care that this work out. And then, you know, whether it be weeks, whether it be months, or whether it be years, they all come back. Let me tell you something, girlies. All men come back. They all come back. So when you walk away from that man, I want you to know he will come back. And wherever you are emotionally, what is going to happen is two things. You can know if that man, when he come back, change, or you can know if that man's just still on some BS. And anytime a man has come back into my life, when I have had time to sit by myself, I am able to discern the spirit behind that person. Even when that person has come to me in humbleness, even when that person has come to me with sorrow, even when that person has come to me yearning my forgiveness, I already don't know the spirit was operating behind them. And most of the time, it is a spirit that is only looking for a benefit, or it is a spirit that is coming with more. And let me tell you something. When you walk away from men, be very cautious when you go back to them, because they come back with more demons than they had before when you were dealing with them. And it's going to be harder to leave. Take my advice. Live a better life. So in this season, when you have come to the end with a man, girlies, it is almost 90 days into the year. We are going into March. It is still time. I want you to do this. If you know your season has come to the end with the man, leave him because you're going to never find your husband. God is never going to give you something if you're holding on to the old thing. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You have to understand how to discern your seasons. That's why I started off the episode with my season. I know I'm learning now. I'm very sensitive to when God is putting me in different seasons. And if you don't know how to discern seasons in every aspect of your life, you're going to prolong a season. You're going to stay in winter for a very long time. And you're never going to reach to your spring. You're never going to reach to your spring. So let's get into today's talk. Signs you are done with him. Number one, you have already stopped complaining about the things that you used to complain about. I know this all too well. I just get tired of talking. Remember when our parents used to discipline with us and they say, I ain't talking no more. I can just show you what I about. You get in that mindset where you say, I ain't talking no more. As a woman, when you have reached to that point in that relationship, when you are done talking and you are no longer complaining about the things that that man is doing, you have already detached from him. You are mentally and emotionally already detached. Stop trying to go back and fix it. When you stop complaining about from what the man ain't doing to where he going and to who he with, you have lost the faith that that relationship is going to work out. And if you talk to older women, like I do most of the time, they tell you, I knew when I was done with my husband, or I knew when I was done with a relationship. They just stopped complaining. Whether he is a compulsive cheater, whether there was sweethearts. I remember I was listening to a story, and I think I remember the lady saying, man, I didn't even care about the other women anymore. I didn't care. They are the women that when the man come home, she already doesn't know that he has cheated, and she still serves him dinner because she know at some point she is going to leave because she is mentally done gone. And once you leave mentally, your body can follow. Once a woman leaves mentally, your body will follow. So when you have already detached yourself inside of the spirit to that man, your body is going to follow in the physical. You stop complaining about what he used to do. You don't care about the habits anymore. You don't care about not being recognized anymore. You don't care about the cheating no more. You already done left. Before I left my ex, I had done leave mentally months before. I was tired. I didn't care to work it out anymore. I didn't care to fight with him anymore. When he was rowing, I just used to sit there. And I am a woman of many words, if you don't know this. I just stopped running on. I did not care. I didn't care no more. Because I know eventually when I had put myself in a position to leave, I was gone. And this is why women tell you, wise women and women who have been in this situation before, say, when a woman ready to leave, she ain't gonna say nothing, she can just leave. So when you stop complaining and you stop talking and you're ready, that's when you're ready to leave. The second thing is you have lost all interest in conversations with this man. That means you don't really care how his day gone. You don't care. You don't care about the series of events in his life anymore. You don't care what he's talking about. These are the men that when he tell you, oh, baby, I can do this for you, or I can pay this bill for you, you just say in your mind, yeah. Okay, because you already done know in your mind mentally this nigga. Lord, the old me just almost come out. You already done know that this ninja. That's how you know I talk in real talk. Because it take me back to a place where I was before. And it's and you know this ninja, and he ain't gonna do it. And you just be like, okay, whatever you say, darling. The conversations are not intriguing anymore. You don't care whether or not he calls you or not. You don't care whether or not he takes the time out to even speak to you. You don't care about the events of his day because you know it's probably filled with lies. When you reach the point that you don't care about the conversations no more, the season is slowly coming to an end with this man. And many women are bitter because when the season has ended, mentally, they do not leave physically. That's what caused you to be bitter. It is hot. Let me tell you something. You might as well leave and feel that pain in that moment and moments to come after it than to stay days and months and years, because the pain is going to be the same. You just going through it over and over again. That's what happens. Take the stabbing one time. But what you are doing to yourself, girlies, is that when you don't leave a man that you already not mentally finished with, what ends up happening? You, every day is like you reopening a wound over and over again. So after you done get stabbed today, you go back and get stabbed tomorrow. And then the day after that. And then the day after that. And then the day after that. When you could just get stabbed today and go bleed somewhere else and let the wound heal, then they keep going back for this man to reopen the wound. That's what happens when you stay with men after you've done been finished. The third thing is you stop making plans with this man. Let me tell you all something. I remember when I was finished with my ex was talking about a vacation. And I had absolutely no intentions of being around when this vacation happened. He started to talk about businesses that I didn't care to be a part of because I know I wasn't going to be around to see your business come to fruition. You no longer make plans with this man. You don't care whether or not he gives you the dinner date. You don't care whether or not he gives you the vacation. You don't care whether or not he gives you a good Valentine's or a good Christmas. You don't care. When you've reached to that point that you start making plans with this man, that means you no longer see him in your future. You no longer see him in your future. What ends up happening is that you don't even care if he cancels the dates. You don't care if he doesn't go through with his plans. You don't care about the overall plan of this man. And when you stop making plans with the person that you are with, what is the sense of continuing? And that's something that I didn't learn until after I left the relationship when I could have left earlier. So I wasted about 5 years. When by year two, I realized that this is something that, matter of fact, I can't even say by year two, by year one, the man had already shown me what he was. Let me have a sip of water. By year one, that man already showed me what he was. Because his infidelity started months into the relationship. I wasn't even with that man 6 months before I found out that he was cheating with everybody. And this is why it's so important that you have to be sensitive to your intuition as a woman. But not only sensitive to your intuition, but you must be sensitive to who you decide to keep dragging along. Because what ends up happening when you keep dragging it along, you making misery uncomfortable for you. You can go through misery a few times in this life. And if you don't learn how to have a good relationship with pain, whereas that you go through it, but you don't let it overcome you, you're going to have a very miserable life. And as I get older, I realize that I'm now getting to a place in my life where I am very conscious of the reality of what is in front of me, even if it does not make me feel good in that moment, and I know what to do in order to work towards getting better. Every day, micro steps, but you start making plans with this guy. Number four, you don't care for the calls or the texts anymore. Anytime I'm dating somebody and I lose interest, I just stop texting and calling. Many of you are dating men, right? And you don't even care no more if he calls. You don't care no more if he texts. You're very slow to responses because there's no more intrigue about this. Because you know within yourself it's not going to work out. So you no longer respond to the texts and you no longer respond to the calls. You don't care if the call ends quickly. You don't care if the text takes 4 days to come back. You have reached to that point that you personally do not care to be in contact with this person. And this is why you don't care about the conversations. Number five, you start to look at other people's relationship and realize that you do not like yours. You start to look at people that are single and you start to wish that you were single more than being in a relationship. Can I tell you that's where I've been before? When I realized that this person was giving me the bare minimum, I looked at other people's relationship and I say, wow, they're so happy and I am so miserable in mine. And then I saw other girlies that were on the other side of the fence where they were single and they was just enjoying life. They just was enjoying being single and dating people with no attachments.
When you reach to that point that you start to idolize other people's relationships, it's because you're missing something in yours. You have mentally clocked out. And I wish somebody would have told me this when I was young. I wish there was a woman who could have sit down and tell me these are the signs that you are done. Because then I would have picked up and leave a bit earlier. I wouldn't have stayed in rooms with men that really did not care if this room expanded into a home. I wouldn't have stayed with men that really didn't care whether they would have made me a wife or not. I would have kept it pushing. I would have kept it moving. I wouldn't have stayed there listening to empty promises from the conversations that I was no longer interested in. But just because I was used to it, because let me tell you something, the brain loves predictability. And because I could predict your lies and I could predict your lackluster effort, I said, it's easier for me to predict what you're going to do and know how I'm going to feel and get over it rather than me to go out there and find somebody else whom I don't know and have to learn. So one of the things that you start to do is you idolize other people's relationships because yours is unfulfilling. Number six, you start to become distant and less affectionate. When you don't, let me tell you something. There was a time in my relationship when I was getting ready to leave my ex. I wasn't even sleeping in the same room as him. I did not want him to touch me. I did not want to sleep with him. And I was just appalled. I was just appalled when he was in my presence. And I knew that if the Creator had bust open the sky, I wasn't going to make it into heaven because I was coming from a place of hatred, not knowing that. And this is why it's so important that you do not allow yourself to stay in dynamics with men when you know it's finished. Because what happens is that Satan capitalizes and he brings in a heart of hatred. He brings in a heart of envy. And let me tell you something, jealousy is worse than the grave. And the Bible tells you about jealousy. Jealousy is worse than wrath. And I want you to know something. Jealousy births it all. It will birth envy. Jealousy and envy is the same, but it births wrath. It births rejection. All these other spirits come with the spirit of jealousy and envy. And let me tell you something, the way my heart started to condition because I didn't want this man to touch me anymore, little did I know, Satan was planting seeds of hatred in my heart towards the relationship that I knew I didn't want to be in. You know how stupid that sounds? I'm not saying that you're stupid because I've been stupid too, but listen how this sounds, right? You are beginning to hate somebody even though you know that you don't want to be there. You are doing that to yourself. And Satan just there laughing at you like, she knows she won't leave, but she wants to stay and grow to hate this man. So cool. I'm just going to capitalize on it. That's crazy, hey. When you could just release that person. Because what happens when you release that person, you're going to eventually forgive them. And now I'm to that place where my ex may feel like I hate him because I don't talk to him or because I don't respond to his advances, but I truly do not hate him. I have forgiven him and I am not bitter towards whatever he had done. But if I had this conversation whilst I was still with him, you better believe that you would hate him. And I would have not seen God's face if that sky had burst open whilst I was with that man because my heart was not right. Don't not allow yourself to bust hell open for unforgiveness. And I know it may sound like, Joe, it's that serious, yeah. This is why you have to know when seasons come to an end, many of you are going to stay in winter. Many of you are going to stay in autumn and fall. And you will never see spring or summer because you do not know how to leave. See, let me tell you about a spring season. When spring comes, spring brings a lot of rain. We all know that. March and April are very rainy months. But see, when rain comes, rain is a blessing. And that's why you have to make sure that you make it to that season. See, with winter, winter is very cold. But when you make it to your spring season, a lot of blessings come. And then when you make it to summer, summer may be hot, but summer will bring the sun. And that's the season that you always have to work towards in being in any aspect of your life. Why are y'all staying in winter seasons in every part of your life, in finances, in relationships, in your health, in spirituality with God? Why are you staying there? When you don't notice that what happens is when you're on stage with these men, it trickles down into every aspect of your life because you ain't got no type of common sense to figure out anything else because you are with somebody that has your whole, he have that person have you in a chokehold about their bare minimum and lackluster effort. So when you start to realize that you don't want this man to touch you, you don't want to be around him and you don't care for his affection, just pick up and go, baby, because it's unfinished. It's not in a woman's nature to be unnurturing. That is the opposite of what God has called us for. You are the opposite. When a man is become, when a man is making you become the opposite of the Proverbs 31 woman, that means it's time to leave. All right? And then last but not least, and I'm going to give you this bonus. You don't make an effort on how you will pair with this man anymore. Let me tell you all something. I didn't care how I had to look around him. Even though looks isn't something that you should pride yourself on, right? I didn't care if this man thought I was overweight. I didn't care if this man thought I didn't fix myself today. I did not care about my appearance anymore. The effort for me to look good was not there anymore. And the reason that it was not there anymore is because I just did not care about his opinion of me because I personally didn't care for him in that moment. I did not care. When you reach a point as a woman that you personally do not care about how you look to a man, let me tell you something, baby. It is finished. The battle is over. You don't care whether or not, because you already don't know he can keep you in the house anyway and he ain't carrying you out nowhere. So you have entered into a routine that is doing a disjustice, an injustice to you, where you start to lose that feminine touch about yourself because this man has you in masculine. When women start to become distant from men, we enter a masculine mode. And the reason that you enter masculine because you're in survival mode now, whereas you're trying to reserve energy. So when you reserve energy, you're doing all of these things because you don't have the energy anymore to continue. Damn, Joe, that made so much sense. That's why you enter into survival mode. You start to detach to reserve energy. When you are in survival mode or when your body is in survival mode, let's say that you get wounded. The first thing that is going to happen, and I can assure you, that wherever you get wounded, the body automatic response is to make sure the heart don't stop beating and the brain stays alive. All other organs would fail, but it's going to try its best to keep that heart beating. You hear me? So what happens when you get wounded by a man you no longer want to be it? You go in survival mode because you're trying to reserve energy to keep yourself going. Why are you putting yourself through that in 2024? Life is so beautiful and there's so much to life. There's so many men out there. They come in different sizes, shapes, and forms. Why do you stay and feel like you can? Let me tell you why you stay, because you feel you can do better. And you ain't got to tell me that, because I've been there and I thought I couldn't do any better. I thought nobody would want me after I leave this man. I looked at myself in the mirror and I didn't like how I had to look. And I said, nobody can want me in this condition. Which and that shouldn't have been my focus, because once I left this man, my only focus should have been to get me better. And when persons saw how much I romanticized my life, they would have eventually been attracted to my life. But as a woman at 27, I can tell you this, and I'm so happy that the good Lord above has given me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to decipher my mistakes in order to teach you. Do not waste your best years on these men, because just yesterday I turned 21. Not literally, but I remember when I was 21 and I'm now 27, I'm going to be almost 30. I remember when I turned 18. I remember when I turned 19. I remember 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. I remember 25. I remember 26. And now I am 27. Time is like a vapor. Okay? It's a mist. Mist don't stay on. It don't stay around long. And in the blink of an eye, you're going to be 30, you're going to be 40, and you're going to still be making the same mistakes, and you're going to still be in certain seasons. You're going to be like the Israelites wandering in the desert, not in the desert, in the wilderness for 40 years. when the promised land should only take 4 days. Many of you are going to drag along your winters for it to last about 4 or 5 years like I did. I'm not going to enter into the season. Let me tell you something. If I didn't exit the season of my winter, you would not have this podcast today. If I had to keep prolonging my seasons, y'all wasn't going to have these books today. If I had to keep prolonging my seasons, y'all wasn't going to have Joshia Marie. So imagine if you have never found me because I never found myself. This is how you have to look at your life. There's children and generations that need to come from you. There are husbands waiting to marry you. If you want your husband, baby, in this season, let go of the man. Let go of the man whose season has come to an end. Girlies, I want to thank you for listening to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. And I am your host, Joshia Murray. And you all have a beautiful week. See y'all next week. Bye.